My name is Hunter Adair. I am 15 years old. Today is Thanksgiving Day in 2017, so November 23rd, which is on a Thursday. Today I'm speaking with my mother, Jennifer Adair, who is my mom. We are recording this in Heber City, Utah. And are you ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. What has been your most memorable moment in high school, and why?
My most memorable moment in high school. Graduation was very memorable for me. It was a lot of fun. We had a really good time. That was a very memorable moment. Probably my most memorable, though, is when I was a freshman in high school in 1991. The school district fired our football coach because his record wasn't very good. But everyone loved our football coach. And so all the students had a walkout, and we left our classrooms and walked out and protested peacefully protested the school district firing Coach Ron Tree. And so it was really cold outside, so we all had hot chocolate, and the parents brought us hot chocolate, and we all sat outside on the front of the school because we were walking out to support Coach Tree.
Isn't that what the high school football field is named after?
Yep. So they ended up rehiring him because the students protested and everybody protested so much that they hired him back as the football coach. And he coached for a lot more years. And then, like, my junior year, I think, they took state. The football team took state. So just, like, 2 years later, they took state.
You're such a rebel.
Oh, yes.
Did you like to go to school when you were younger? Why or why not?
I did like school when I was younger, but it was only because of the social part. I didn't like the schoolwork. And I didn't try very hard in school. I got good grades, good-ish grades, but I didn't try very hard. But I got to see all my friends and all the cute boys. So yes, I did like school, but just because it was fun to do stuff socially. I didn't really do very much homework, and I didn't try very hard, or I think I could have done a lot better in school. But yeah, I liked school.
Could you have been a valedictorian if you
were? No, I don't think I would have been valedictorian, but I probably would have graduated with honors, and I didn't graduate with honors because I didn't care. I don't remember. I could probably count on one hand how many times I remember doing homework in high school.
Did you even take honors classes?
I did. I took honors English and AP English, and I passed the AP test. So I am in my master's program, and I have never taken English, college English. It's master's in nursing, so it's a science track. But I never had to take English in college because I got such a good grade on my English AP score. That's the only honors class I took. But way back then, they didn't have as many honors classes and college credit classes as they do now.
Alrighty. What jobs did you have as a teenager?
So my very first job, like real job, I used to babysit a lot, but my first real job was at Subway. Subway.
Eat fresh.
Yeah, the very first job I had was at Subway. It's the back half of Domino's and that Mexican restaurant. That's where Subway was. And that was my very first job.
And now it's its own building.
Now Subway is its own building on the other end of town.
Did you follow all the rules that they had?
Yes, I was the best employee they had. I kissed the owner's son, though, in the walk-in refrigerator.
Oh, my gosh.
It was him. I didn't do it.
It was all him, I promise.
And then after that job, I went and worked at the daycare center with Grandma.
I bet you got fired.
No, I didn't get fired. I quit. I can't remember why I quit, but I quit.
How much did you earn?
I think I made like $5 an hour, like $5.25 or something like that an hour.
Well, I definitely didn't know that. What did you do with the money you earned when you got those $5 an hour jobs?
Mostly I just would spend it on like food when I went out with my friends.
How about a date with the owner's son?
No, I didn't ever go on a date.
Does dad know about that story?
I doubt it.
I'm going to tell him after this.
No, I'd spend it on clothes. And like when I go out with my friends to do stuff, we go to the movies and to dinner and stuff like that. That's what I spend it on. Grandma and Grandpa used to make me put away 10% in a savings account, though, that I got after I graduated and I blew on who knows what.
What did you do during summer vacations on high school?
So most of the time I just hung out with my friends and worked if I had a job. One summer I did babysit some kids because their mom went to jail.
Did you get paid for that?
Yeah, I got paid well.
So by their mom? Well, I bet.
Their dad had a really good business. And she got framed for doing... So she was working for some lawyers in Park City. And they weren't honest with their bookkeeping. And so they blamed it on her and said that she'd embezzled money from them. And that's where the money that was missing had gone. And she says she didn't do it. I don't know if she did or not. But she went to prison for 2 years. So for one summer, the summer in between my freshman and sophomore year, and then my sophomore and junior year, those two summers, I babysat every day almost for them. And I just play with them. And that was what I did during the summer. Sometimes I'd go on vacation or whatever. I did go to Boston my freshman year.
Freshman? Why don't I get to go?
Well, because Shauna lived back there. My cousin Shauna lived in Boston, so I went out to stay with her for several weeks.
All right, hey. How many boyfriends did you have?
Can we skip that question?
Nope.
So I only had...
This one might make it so we get to 20 minutes.
I only had one very steady boyfriend. Well, that's not...
We're going true. Steady.
Steady, like, consistent boyfriend. And that was pretty much my whole sophomore year. I dated the same guy. He was kind of dumb, though. And we broke up, and... But other than that, I just dated a whole bunch of different people. And mostly, I just liked boys a lot. So I like to hang out with lots of different boys. But and then I did have another boyfriend. My senior year. My senior year, I had a boyfriend until he left to go on his mission to Italy.
Wow.
It was my best friend's brother.
Was that the one you kissed in the refrigerator?
No, he was my boyfriend.
Did you have a nickname in high school?
Not really. Most people just... No. I probably had a whole bunch. We always were calling people funny names and...
Was Wheats one of yours?
No, that was my brother's.
None of yours? You weren't called Wheats at all?
No, not really. So I probably had lots of different nicknames, but not like any that really stick out. Mostly they just called me Jennifer or Jenny. A lot of people called me Jenny. Nobody really called me Jen that much until I got older, and now they call me Jen.
Do people still call you Jenny, Jennifer? Well, now Jen.
Yeah, they call me more Jen now. But yeah, they still call me Jenny, and it's funny because most people know me as Jen. And, like, every once in a while, like, my friends now that don't know me from before, they'll see one of my friends from before, then they'll be like, Jenny, and come give me a hug. And they're like, Jenny? They call you Jenny? So it's funny to them because they're like, what? But nobody really calls me Jennifer anymore except my dad.
Because I can't spell it.
Well, yeah, because it is spelled with one N.
I still can't even remember that to this day.
You can't? You don't know how to spell your mother's name?
J-E-N-I-F-E-R.
Good job. Give me five.
Double N's, not for you. No. Because N's are ew.
N's are ew. S is, no, H's. H's are ew.
Nobody needs those N's. Only one's good.
One's good enough for me.
Why did you marry Dad?
I don't know. That is a question that nobody can answer.
You can just answer it.
Oh, so your dad.
You just had that gut feeling.
Yeah, so I actually thought your dad was really cute before I even saw him. I saw a picture of him and I'm like, ooh, who's that?
I'm gonna marry that guy someday.
No, no, but I was like, he's cute, because I was on my mission. And I'd just been transferred for my first transfer. And I was in my first area for 6 months. So I'd been out for quite a while, a third of my mission. But I got transferred my first transfer, and so I was talking to my companion and getting to know her a little bit. And I was looking at her pictures, my new companion. And there was this guy, and he had on, like, a baseball cap and, like, regular clothes, not missionary clothes, and a he had a backpack on, and I was like, who's that? And she said, that's Elder Adair. I'm like, oh, because I was kind of hoping, because she had pictures of, like, her friends from home and family from home, and I was kind of hoping that he was, like, a friend or something from home, and I could, like, write him or something.
Ooh.
I know. I was like, that guy's hot. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, and she said Elder Adair. I was like, oh, shoot.
Dang it.
But anyway, so then she's like, you'll get to meet him because he's in our same tri-zone. And we had a meeting
In
South Carolina. We had a meeting where all the tri-zones got together. And so I had to go buy a new skirt.
All that missionary money and, for a skirt.
Yeah, and I had to buy clothes. And I was like, oh, it's time for a new skirt anyway. So I had to go buy one. But so I could meet him. But our very first conversation ever, your dad had his little video camera. He did.
He has a, wait.
So we have.
He filmed your conversation?
Yeah, very first conversation ever. Because he was like filming.
I'm going to give him crap about that.
Well, we need to watch it. That'd be funny, huh?
Wait, does he still have it?
Yeah, we have it. We just have to find a way to watch it. Because it's one of those little. Is it a mini
Yeah, good luck with that one, Mom.
I know. Maybe we can send it out and have somebody put it on a DVD or something. So, yeah, because he was, like, filming to send to his family. And he's all, hey, Sister White, to my companion. And he's like, who's your new companion?
Anyway. So, sounds like something he would do.
And so I walk up and he's like, hey, you know. So we have a conversation. I haven't even seen it. We're going to celebrate our 18th anniversary.
You got to wait to 20.
On Monday. And I haven't even seen it for probably 15 years or so.
If you wait till 20, that'll be right when I graduate, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, your senior year.
So you got married in 2000?
Well, 99.
Oh.
Because it's November of 99. Yeah. And then, so the year 2000 was like 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
So almost, not quite.
Well, that 2020 sounds like a great date to do it on.
What? Watch that movie? 2020? Watch that video?
Yeah. 20 years anniversary, 2020, I graduate.
That's right.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Okay. What are the keys to a happy marriage?
I think the keys to a happy marriage, probably number one is communication. Being able to talk about how you're feeling and being able to communicate with one another, because it's it's hard. Like, day-to-day life is really hard, and it's hard to go through life and not be able to share that. The person that you're married to should be your best friend. They should be the person that understands you and that you can talk to about anything. And it's hard if you can't, communicate, or if your communication's off, like you're saying one thing and they're taking it a different way, it makes it really hard. So I think the most important thing for a happy marriage is communication. And the other one is to make time for your spouse, because it's really hard when you have kids and a job and people that you know, you love and care about, friends, but realizing, and it's sometimes it's easy, because like I always know your dad's going to be there. He's always there for me, and I know he's always going to be there. So it's easy to take my frustrations out on him and to just kind of put him as last on my priority list, where you can't do that because it really starts to affect you over time.
So it's,
and affect your marriage.
It's easy for you to do that, but you don't?
Well, I try not to. Sometimes I feel like I kind of get to that point where I don't put your dad at the top of my priority list because of kids and work.
And you push
and
your buttons.
School. And sometimes. And so, you know, it's something that you have to remember, is to put your spouse in the front of the line. Because it's easy to push them toward the back and put them as a last priority.
What are some other ones? Do you got any other ones?
Communication and also really, like, staying in love. It's easy to, when you're not putting them as the first priority and not communicating and talking about your day and talking about everything, it's easy just to put them, or to kind of fall out of love and just be like, meh. Here's my roommate that I live with and I'm raising these kids with. It's easy to do that sometimes. So you have to remember that your dad is a hottie and that you really are in love with that person.
Have you ever had like any experiences where like you're kind of low on money and you were kind of getting mad at each other?
Oh, yeah. Money is always, always, always a big problem in marriage. It can be. It can be a huge problem in marriage. Your dad's pretty good about just letting me do what I want.
Buy houses.
And so he's pretty good about that. He doesn't require a lot. Like, he pretty much just hands over his money, hands over his paychecks, and say, okay, pay the bills, take care of our family. And he doesn't ask for a whole lot, so he's pretty easygoing.
Except for cookies and Mountain Dew.
Yes, he just needs cookies and Mountain Dew, and he's happy.
Like Santa. If Santa liked Mountain Dew.
If Santa liked Mountain Dew. It's funny.
Out of all the places you have been, which has been your favorite? Why? So, vacations. You've lived in a lot of places, haven't you?
No.
Oh. I might be thinking of my other mom. Oops. I'm just kidding.
No, I haven't lived in very many places. I've lived in a few. But my favorite place I've ever been... That's hard.
Have you been to Florida?
Uh-huh. I like Florida a lot. I like to travel, so I don't know if I have a favorite place.
Well, that's probably like why you like moving houses all the time.
See? But I like lots of places. I loved Maui. That was probably one of my favorite vacations last year.
I guess I'm pretty lucky to go to Hawaii.
That's right. And that was probably one of my favorite vacations. I love the Caribbean, though, too, and I love Florida. I loved Europe. Europe is awesome. Specifically London. I loved London. And Dublin.
Dublin? Ireland? You've been to Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet a lot of redheads?
Yes, that's
Did Irish. You see a bunch of potatoes?
No, we were in Dublin. We did go out to the coast a little bit, but mostly just stayed right in Dublin. I liked France, but I really think I love the beach and I love tropical places. So I think Maui was probably right at the top. And mostly, too, because I was with, like, my dad wasn't with me in Europe. It was before we got married. I did have a lot of fun with him in Florida and then the Caribbean. We've been there a few times.
What about the cruise?
Our cruise, huh? That was fun. That was fun. I don't know, though. We just went to California and Mexico. It would have been a little bit more fun. It was still a
cruise.
It was fun, though. We had
parasailing.
Parasailing was fun.
That was awesome.
And riding horses on the beach.
That was fun. And my stomach hurt really bad afterwards.
Because you were jumping. You were bouncing around everywhere.
Put him in a top five list with Maui at the top.
Maui, then. And then probably our cruise, because it's something that we did together.
As a family.
Yeah. And then probably the Caribbean when Dad and I went with Amberly and Derek. It was a lot of fun. And then Europe. And then, I don't know, lots of it. I liked Boston a lot. That was a lot of fun. I like Texas. I like, not Myrtle Beach.
You went to Texas?
Uh-huh. Corpus Christi. Texas is beautiful. So, yep, those are some of the places I loved.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your life so far? Why?
Ooh.
So far.
So far, so good. Well, today's Thanksgiving. So, of course, I would rate it a 10 because I'm very thankful today. Catch me on another day and I might be like, no, I'm just kidding. Definitely a 10. I've been very, very blessed because I have lots of family and loved ones around me. Grandma and Grandpa are around us and they love us. And then you guys, Dad. And I have a great job that I love. I get to work with amazing people.
Even if you have to clean up after people?
I don't clean up after people really anymore. I used to when I was in the ICU, but now that I'm in surgery, I don't really have to clean up after people as much. Just blood that the surgeons get on the floor and stuff.
Yay.
I said that just for you. But I work with amazing people. My patients are usually asleep. I like working with patients, but so because they're asleep during surgery, I don't get to talk spend to a lot of time with them, a little bit, but not a lot. So it's mostly the people that I work with that I really love and appreciate. And then look at the blessings that we have. I mean, I just feel so blessed in so many ways. We have a nice, comfortable, warm home. Nice cars to drive that run well. And
sometimes.
What?
Well, your car kind of does its stuff.
Well, yeah, but Dad knows how to keep them running and take care of them.
Luckily.
Luckily. He's good. He's a good boy.
Good boy.
Yes, life is good.
Yeah. Well...
Did it turn purple? Why did it turn purple?
Well, that was an interview with my mom. She's my favorite person to work with sometimes.
Wait, sometimes. What? Only sometimes?
Sometimes when you're waking up or going to sleep, it's kind of difficult. But I still love you, Mom.
I get grumpy, huh?
And thanks, Mom. So...
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Love you, Hunter.